Staff at one of Russia's most prominent independent television stations have resigned live on air. No to war was the final statement made on RAIN TV. The channel's suspending operations after being threatened with closure by authorities. In its last seconds on the air, the channel broadcast the Swan Lake ballet performance. It was often played on loop by Soviet TV and radio, either at times of political crisis or after the death of a leader. Let's go to Dorsa Jabari, who's standing by in Moscow. Dorsa, so RAIN TV shut itself down. How many other news networks are left able to challenge the Kremlin narrative?
Well, there are not any left. The Russian censorship bodies have said that many of them have been shut down over the past 2 weeks since the start of the Russian invasion in Ukraine. And of course, this was one of the only independent TV channels that was operating. And last week, TV RAIN received a notice, as well as other local media channels and news outlets in the country, warning them not to use certain language when describing the invasion that was ongoing in Ukraine. They had to stay away from words such as invasion and war and describe it as a special military operation. Of course, this channel was taken off air last week, and then they were broadcasting on YouTube online. And then on Wednesday evening, on Thursday evening, the founders of the channel decided that it was no longer possible for them to continue their work and that they were going to be shut down eventually. So on the last few minutes of broadcast, they decided to show the ballet of Swan Lake, Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, the Russian composer who debuted his ballet in Moscow in 1877. And this is a nod to Russian history because this ballet of Swan Lake was shown on state TV during the 80s when leaders passed away, as well as during the coup or 1991, which led to the end of the Soviet Union. So it is very well known by the public here as a sign of instability when they see that ballet on air. And this TV channel, which was founded in 2010, chose to leave their broadcast, the last broadcast, with this ballet as a sign of possibly darker days ahead for the media in this country.
Very poignant. Dorsa, Parliament has also voted or is voting on how to treat those who break its rules around what can and can't be said in the media.
Yes, this was a bill that was just passed in the lower house of parliament, known as the Duma, and it was voted on by MPs in session, and it passed unanimously with 401 votes. And it is a law that will see people from the media being heavily fined, as well as facing jail terms of up to 15 years, if they use language that is detrimental to the Russian military and the defense forces. According to the language that is in this bill, it is now illegal to publicly discredit the use of the armed forces, and that for the spread of false information and about the country's armed forces is now illegal, and you cannot disseminate fake information about Russia's armed forces. So the censorship getting very much stronger, and now it will become law that is very, very dangerous, I think, for not only Russian independent media, which ceases to exist at this point, and also foreign media, many of them have now, their websites of foreign media been blocked in the country because they are being accused of spreading false information about the ongoing invasion in Ukraine.
Dorsa Jabari there for us in Moscow. Thank you.